Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I will not have this in my studio.
Goodness, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Are you ready?
We want it now.
The one and only.
Here we are, the stars of the show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
I've got a problem with my shirt today. It's kind of like a sweater thing. I've had it up on a hanger for like a year, and it's orange, and I figured, okay, wear orange today because, you know, Halloween's coming, and I got the big prize package from Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and now Mitsubishi, and it's orange and black for Halloween, and it's a $300 prize package, and it's... Stop it! Anyway, so I had it up on hangers, and I had it up there for like a year. It's clean, you know, but I just had it up hanging because it's, well, it's a hanger. And now I got this hanger stuff at the top of my shoulders, and I keep trying to pull this thing down so it looks halfway decent. And you might be wondering, who cares what it looks like, Dimitri? You're on radio. You know, you download the River Network app. You click Big Willie 105.5 and that River Talk Radio Network, 94.9, 100.1, 100.9 FM, Mighty 1290, 30, 14, 30. Who cares? It's all radio. That's the magic of radio. They can't see you. Well, we also do the Facebook live stream, and they can see me there. There ain't much to see, but now they're all going to be focusing on these stupid things that just keep crunching up, and so I'm trying to get away from the camera so they can only see, like, my nose or something. Lord. And how's your morning? You have no idea how difficult it is being me. You have absolutely no idea. And I don't mean just me interacting with Mr. Deep Pockets. Yesterday, oh, my God, I couldn't get him out of the studio. He wanted to talk.
Yeah, let's just talk, because I know everything about radio.
I was here 2.5 hours. My eyes were glazing over. And I kept saying, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wonderful. It's a great idea. Yes, wonderful. Yes, yes, yes. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, kill me, kill me. Anyway, so there's that. But he's harmless most days. So incredible show for you today, in spite of my clownish appearance, this God blessed orange thing. Big prize package, $300 prize package from Crown Chrysler Dodge. You think I'd know it by now, by memory. Crown, okay, got the crown part. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And now Mitsubishi. There you go. That's thank you. Yes, I finally got it right after 5 weeks. All right, fine. So we've got that for you. Haven't won anything in the past 30 days here on this station, all the other stations, part of our incredible multimedia complex here on Rock Hill in Bel Air. You have a chance to win. 15th caller wins and wins big. Now, you got to pick it up at Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and now Mitsubishi, which is at the Washington Crown Center from the Highlands. For me, it's just I get there in like almost no time. It's a straight shot on 70. It's the first exit there, Chestnut. And you go there, you pick it up. Now, you've got to be in good shape to pick this up. This is a $300 prize package. And I'm not joking or exaggerating when I say this. This is really, really heavy, very heavy. If you're a 98-pound weakling, you might want to bring somebody who's on steroids or whatever to help you take this to your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Mitsubishi, or whatever else you drive. All right, so that's this. Bring a prize package. We got that over. We got Dimitri Graffiti today. Your chance to call in. By the way, what did you think of the interview yesterday with one of the trustees for Richland Township, Jim DeNoble, who's a nice guy. I like the guy. Full disclosure, he's my neighbor. He was very kind to plow the snow. We had one massive snowstorm a couple of years ago. And out of the blue, this guy comes and plows it and didn't ask him, didn't even want him to, but I knew I couldn't handle it, so he did. And so he's been very nice. Full disclosure, he's one of the two trustees that are running for re-election. You got Jay Stevens, who's running against them, and Jay Stevens is upset about this million-dollar building in Richland Township that's added like 5,000 or so square feet for $1 million, which to me is frankly insane. Anyway, so you can talk about that. You can talk about any other candidate running for any other office. You can promote your business. You can goof around, have fun. Just don't interact with the host. That would be me. So we got Dimitri Graffiti. We've got this $300 prize package. A lot of stuff to get to today. The big announcement, if you joined us, if you weren't listening yesterday and if you didn't see the Facebook live stream, by the way, have you seen the numbers? the viewership numbers for our Facebook live stream. It's amazing. When we have guests in studio, good guests, the numbers like skyrocket. They explode. They just are insane. 2 days ago, we had Nick Ferrelli in here talking about Erica Tamborin and other stuff as well. Plus, we had the other trustee, Richland Township. We had Rick Farrell. I misspelled his name. God, I was so embarrassed. And for that Facebook live stream, I still can't believe the numbers. More than 10,000 views. Don't take my word for it. Go to my Facebook profile page, Dimitri. It's with three eyes. It's the one with over 7,000 followers, 7,500, 7,600. I lose track. And see for yourself. More than 10,000 views on the Monday. Yesterday, not much, only about 4,000 to 5,000, somewhere in there. Just like insane numbers, absolutely insane numbers. But if you were not one of those people, and if you were not listening, if you didn't download the River Network app, you might not know the big news that we broke yesterday, which is Monday morning, here on all our great radio stations that carry Dimitri live and dangerously local and the Facebook live stream, that would be you, we're going to have a major three-person debate. All three candidates for Richland Township trustee are going to be here in studio. It's going to be very snug. It's going to be cheek to jowl. They're going to be like, I don't want to be near this guy, but you got to be because that's just how the setup is here. So we're going to have here in studio Monday, starting at 7 o'clock, a three-way debate with Richland Township trustees Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, both good guys, and an opponent of theirs who does not like either one of them, Jay Stevens. So all three are going to be here. We've interviewed all three. Jay Stevens, we did a phone interview because he couldn't come in because he's working, doing whatever. Okay, fine. So we heard that. We had Rick Farrell on Monday. We had Jim DeNoble on Tuesday. We asked all of them, are you willing to do a three-way debate to talk about all the issues in Richland Township, including especially this, what I believe to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, what I believe to be this million-dollar white elephant in the middle of Richland Township. Richland Township, people don't realize how important Richland Township is. It is the it's in Belmont County, includes St. Clairsville. It is the largest township in the state of Ohio. It is massive. It's a big effing deal. And yet the local media doesn't cover it. I'm the only one who's talking about this million-dollar white elephant that they built to add 5,200 square feet. $1 million for 5,200 square feet. Are you friggin' kidding me? This is a big issue. Jay Stevens thinks he's going to, you know, ride this issue on his way to bumping off either Rick Farrell or Jim DeNoble. I don't know that he will. I have no idea. I like all of them. I have no problem with any of these guys. But, man, it's going to be really interesting here Monday. So for the Facebook live stream, we already worked out a lot of the logistics yesterday. Mr. Deep Pockets was here giving us his invaluable insights. Johnny O was here saying, no, you're wrong about that, Mr. Deep Pockets. Anyway, long story short, here's the way it's going to play out. The reason I'm telling you this today is because this is my last day live for the week. It's Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. That's it. So it's the last chance that I have to actually tell you about this. That's a very, very big deal. So we're going to have the three candidates here in studio. You'll be able to see them. It's going to be really scrunched up. It's going to be a weird look, but you will see them. And we're going to have microphones set up. We've got special mic stands that Johnny O is going to be buying, or I think he's already ordered them. We're also, you're not going to see, here's the other thing. You're not going to see me at all. This is a whole two-hour show. You're going to see only the candidates. The camera, which is essentially an old iPad that I have, is going to be focused on them for the whole 2 hours. That's the show. That two-hour debate, because nobody else is touching it here in the media. And we think this is a huge story because Richland Township is the biggest township in the state of Ohio. We've got, you know, trustees here who just spent COVID money, $1 million COVID money for a new building that's only 5,200 square feet. We think it's a big deal. It's so big that Mr. Big Willie himself, who will be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, he calls in live from the cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. That's not a goof. He actually, honest to God, does that. He is actually an honest to God over-the-road truck driver. You know, one of those big tractor-trailer things where he's driving to Toledo and driving to Detroit and Pittsburgh and, you know, all that stuff. Beep, beep, all that stuff. He's going to be here in studio. You're not going to see him either. And you're also going to, we're also going to have our news director here, the Ohio Midland News Group, rivernetwork.org, Karen Fatula. She is going to be here. You're not going to see her either. You will hear her on the radio, and you'll hear her on the Facebook live stream, but you're not going to see any of us because we're not the show. We're not the issue. The issue is the three candidates for the two positions, Belmont County, Richland Township trustees. But we're going to have questions. We're going to let these guys talk, of course, a lot, opening statements and, you know, whatever they want to say. And if they want to ask each other questions, and we're going to be asking them questions as well. It's going to be a very, very big deal, a very, very big deal. So and this is the only place that you're going to see it, the only place that you can hear it. It's the only place that that you can access this. And it amazes me, and I must tell you, it amazes me. That with all of the reporters that we have and all in all for all the newspapers here in the Valley and for all the reporters that we have for the TV stations here in the Valley, I don't know how many dozens we're talking about. I actually don't know the number, but it's a lot. No one is covering this story about what I believe to be a million-dollar white elephant built with COVID money in Richland Township. And you might think for $1 million you built, yeah, they must have built, you know, this Taj Mahal in Richland. No. 5,200 square feet. $1 million. COVID money. Very interesting development with this that the third trustee, Greg Clark, St. Clairsville police officer, very nice guy. Very, very nice guy. Loves dunk tanks. My God, does he love dunk tanks. He's the third trustee. And the other two said that he was going along with all of this until it came time for the final vote. And then he said, no, not going to vote for this. I don't know why, but my guess is that Greg Clark might be the secret to all of this. He was going along with all of this stuff, with the white elephant, this million-dollar white elephant in the heart of Richland Township, largest township in the state of Ohio. We have it right here in the Big Willie listening area. And then at the end, Greg Clark goes, no. We need to get Greg Clark in here. We need to find out, as a trustee, what happened here. There's got to be more to this story. He's going along with all of this, and at the end he votes no. There's got to be a really juicy story here. Anyway, long story short, I've been talking about this now ever since I was made aware of it by Jay Stevens. I didn't know anything about this. I've had no problems with the Richland Township trustees. Full disclosure, I live in Richland Township. Never had a problem. If I did, you would have heard about it. Believe me, you would have heard about it. Never had a problem with Rick or with Jim or Greg. Never had a problem with them, because if I had, you would have heard about it. So I'm like an agnostic with all of this. And then Jay Stevens is going, $1 million. They spent COVID money for a new building for only 5,200 square feet. At first, I didn't believe him. I thought, well, that can't be right. Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble are saying, yeah, that's actually right. Greg Clark, at the end, voted against it. Throughout the whole process, he's going, yeah, I'm all for this, architects and designs and this, that, and the other. And at the end, he votes no. There's a story there. Anyway, the local media is not covering this. How can the local media not cover this juicy, incredible story in our own backyard with one of the most important, arguably, one of the most important townships in the state of Ohio, certainly the largest township in the state of Ohio? This is a big effing deal. And this is our township right in the heart of Big Willie 105.5 listenership. And no one's covering it except me. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app. And then click Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 to 9 a.m.